province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents in parts of KZN are being warned to brace for more thunderstorms expected today and tomorrow. The Weather Service has issued a yellow level 4 warning for heavy downpours accompanied by strong winds, hail and excessive lightning that can lead to flooding.
Majuba, Uthukela, western parts of Mgungundlovu and the western parts of Herigwala, including the northwestern parts of Umzinyathi as well. And I think the extreme western parts of the Zululand district.
A forecast on Nhlanhla Sithole says the Newcastle area, which was battered by a flash flooding that led to the flooding of the CBD yesterday, will not be spared.
The wind wasn't that bad. However, the amount of rainfall was, according to our records, it was up to 100 millimeters in a space of an hour. There's an indication that might continue today, not specifically for Newcastle, but for the areas that are under the warning today.
A manhunt is continuing for those behind the kidnapping and murder of a Midlands man. Mike Pryor's body was found burned beyond recognition inside the boot of a car at a grazing farm yesterday morning. Investigators later confirmed the vehicle belonged to the 58-year-old who had earlier been reported kidnapped in Nottingham Road. Police say the motive for the killing remains unknown. Umgeni Deputy Mayor Sandy Lemnikati says the killing has left the community shaken.
We are deeply shocked and saddened by his tragic passing. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Pryor family during this incredibly difficult time. May they find comfort and strength in the love and support of the community.
The first session of the Gampepe Commission of Inquiry, set up to probe political interference in TRC-related investigations, has focused on a legal dispute over the role of the evidence leader. Concerns have been raised over advocate Ishmael Semenya's prior involvement as an NPA advisor on policies central to the inquiry. They argued that his continued participation in hearings could compromise the fairness of the proceedings. Commission Chair Justice Sisi Gampepe has set out a timeline for recusal applications.
A reply, if any, by Thursday, the 20th of November. Written argument is to be filed by the parties by Monday, the 24th of November. And oral argument is to be heard on Wednesday, the 26th of November, 2025.
And stocks have rallied as hopes rise for an end to U.S. government shutdown. It's reported lawmakers have reached a deal to break the record-breaking 40-day impasse. The possibility of resuming operations in the world's biggest economy has helped see gains across stock markets. Frankfurt led the way in Europe and was up 1.7% at around noon after Hong Kong closed up by a similar amount. The dollar, which steadied versus the euro and the British pound, rose against the yen. Oil prices also gained slightly. A group of Democrats in the Senate sided with Republicans in a procedural vote on the deal yesterday evening, clearing the way for a formal debate after reaching a bipartisan agreement to fund operations through January. The Senate will have up to 30 hours to debate before the measure is expected to be passed. The top story. Residents in parts of KZN are being warned to brace for more thunderstorms expected today and tomorrow. The Weather Service has issued a yellow level 4 warning for heavy downpours, strong winds and hail, as well as lightning. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.